All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are taking a look at Brittany Runs a Marathon with a brand new co-host. We've got Catherine from Shuffle Online, and we got a great conversation lined up for you. Before we get into that, though, I just want to say what a week last week was for the podcast. You know, we had the live show, which was amazing. It went so well. We recorded it at the Brendan Palms Theater during the Sin City Horror Fest, and I hope you checked out that episode. And there was also the photo gallery. My fiance, Gina Mazzoni, got a lot of great photos at the event, and so we posted a photo gallery with pictures, which was awesome. I want to thank her for those pictures, and make sure you go check them out. They're on our website, piecingpod.com. And then, last but not least, we got a awesome feature in the Las Vegas Weekly magazine, written by Leslie Ventura. The picture was taken by Gina, and it's just a really awesome little article about me and all the podcasting I'm doing, because, you know, obviously other than just Piecing It Together, I also produce Awesome Movie Year, you know, which is hosted by Josh Bell and Jason Harris. I also have Bird Road, which I co-host with my best buddy Q here on the All Points West Network, and I'm getting ready to launch the new podcast, All Rice, No Beans, which we'll have more info on soon. But Leslie did a great job writing about me and all the stuff that I'm doing. And if you're here in Vegas, go pick up a copy of the Las Vegas Weekly. It's the one with the Life is Beautiful on the cover. Or just check it out. There's a link on our website. It's available on the Las Vegas Weekly website. So for any new listeners that come to this show because of the article, I want to welcome you all. I hope you enjoy what we're doing here, and we're glad to have you listening. So let's get into Brittany Runs a Marathon, because we have a whole lot of Piecing It Together coming up this week and next week too. All right, so today on the show, we've got ourselves a new guest with us today. We've got with us Catherine from Shuffle Online. How's it going, Catherine?
It's going good. I'm super excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been trying to get you on for a while now. And, you know, before we get into today's movie, since it is your first time on the show, why don't you tell people a little bit about you and what you do out there?
Yep. So I run an entertainment and lifestyle magazine called Shuffle Online, and you can find us at shuffleonline.net. We're based in Austin, Texas, and write about movies, music, lifestyle, a little bit of everything, a bit of shuffle, if you will say. And yeah, I'm the editor in chief, and I write, and I just do a little bit of everything as well. So that's what I do.
Beautiful. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. We were just kind of at the beginning before we hit record, just kind of talking about how weird of a movie to talk about in these terms of the whole puzzle pieces terms that Brittany Runs a Marathon is.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I agree. I was trying to do a little bit of research to kind of, you know, piece it together. And I think what struck me, and I guess you'll get into what Brittany Runs a Marathon is about and the synopsis and all that. But for me, after I got out, because I watched it about 3 weeks ago, so it's been a little while for me, but my initial feelings when I got out was a little bit of, not sadness, but I was just kind of, I felt like I hadn't seen a movie talk about weight and like turning 30 and shitty friends and things like that in the way that it all came together in Brittany Runs a Marathon. And that made me sad in some ways, because I wish I would have had this 10 years ago, you know, as like a 20-year-old. I'm 30 now, and I feel like I've already figured out all that shit already, but it was, right. But it was nice to see it on screen and see it depicted realistically. Not that I need my movies to be super realistic, but it was just nice seeing that, because I think especially weight in film is depicted in a certain way and not reflective of our society and the norm.
Right.
So I couldn't think of anything that kind of fit that mold.
Sure.
But then,
sure. Yeah, it is a unique thing. And you know, in the few times you do see movies about the struggle with weight loss, it's a very like A to B process, like you're overweight and you lose weight. and like that's the end of the story. But obviously it's not, it's really not that simple. And this movie really does, you know, take an approach. I mean, obviously the whole marathon being, you know, kind of almost like a metaphor in a way for, you know, just like the long path that there is for finding that acceptance and all that kind of thing. And there's so much that goes into it. I mean, I've been on a pretty big weight loss journey this past year, actually. And so, you know, a lot of that is something that's pretty fresh for me right now.
Yeah, it was funny because when I watched this film, I had actually just started my own, like it's always an on and off again thing for me, mm-hmm. with weight. And ever since, you know, I came out of high school, I've been out of high school for like 12 years now. And it's just been kind of gaining weight in stages, like your college weight. Then you're like, what the fuck am I going to do after college weight? You know? Yeah. And then I went to Australia and I got in a relationship. And so it's a relationship weight. And then I got married weight. And then I came back to the States and I got that weight because I wanted to eat everything I missed in Australia, you know? So it's, and so it's always like, it's been a constant battle for the last 12 years of like on and off. And, I felt like this movie really did that journey justice and not just make you feel like the usual movies make you feel like you're just a slob that doesn't work out. And like, that's the reason why you're fat, you know, like that kind of thing.
Right.
And I felt like it really went into depth in terms of, it's not just that, it's actually deeper issues of why why you do the things you do in terms of like food and the people around you and things like that. I don't know how you felt about that, but that's like kind of where it really hit home for me, is like just the journey and the fact that sometimes it's not even about the food or the weight, it's just other things.
Sure, absolutely. And how, you know, some of the people are completely unsupportive when you're trying to, you know, make positive changes. And then the people who are supportive, you know, maybe it's kind of hard to even, you know, allow that. And you know, that is a big theme of the movie, and I think it does it really well. But of course, you know, we'll get into that more as we start getting into some puzzle pieces. One other question I want to ask though before we do get to the first puzzle piece, you just mentioned getting back to the States and wanting to eat. Was the food not great in Australia? I'd imagine there'd be good food out there.
Well, seafood was really good. And it's funny because I'm based in Austin, Texas, and like, obviously we're inland. So our seafood's not the best. And I didn't grow up eating seafood a lot. So I was always a little bit like, but over there it was really good. Sushi's really good. But in terms of breakfast stuff, it was a lot of muffins and like their coffee, and it just was a little bit unhealthy, and I didn't know necessarily what to eat, and the meat tastes a little weird probably because it doesn't have all the steroids and all that stuff. It's actually natural stuff, and or that's what I joke about, like different earth and, you know.
Yeah, right.
So it was good, but it was also, I wouldn't even say that I was eating Australian food because there's such a mix of diversity there that I was eating like a mix of German food and like the schnitzels. And so I was eating kind of a lot of bad stuff. And then I came back and I missed Texas tacos and breakfast tacos and Texas barbecue. And so, so I just, and then I got married in Australia and I brought back my husband. And so of course I had to go show him around. And we just like went on a binge. So,
oh, I could imagine.
Yeah.
As I do every time I go to Austin.
Yeah.
but, all right. Well, why don't we get into some puzzle pieces for this one? What do you have for your first puzzle piece?
So when I was doing the research, like I said, it was pretty difficult finding something, but I actually settled on, one that kind of in some ways felt like it was, it could pull from Brittany Runs a Marathon, could pull from is Heavyweights, 1995.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, Ben Stiller and a bunch of other people. I can't remember their names, all the kids, but I remember watching that a lot. And the thing that struck me that was similar is the fact that, you know, it's these fat kids who go to camp and they're trying to lose weight and they're trying to, you know, these camp counselors are trying to get them in shape. But at the end of it, they basically find out that it's not all about losing weight. It's about having people around you that make you feel good and friendship and all that kind of stuff. So it was more within. Yes, you want to lose weight and, you know, look, feel good and healthy. But I felt like that's the connection I made. That is kind of the spirit of Brittany Runs a Marathon. And
yeah, that's great. That's a great piece. And a movie that I haven't seen in a long time, but I used to love that movie so much. I should go back and watch that. I wonder how it holds up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ben Stiller is so funny. And I think, was Daniel Stern in that, I think, you know, from Home Alone? And I think he was in that. But yeah, I mean, it's just such a funny movie, such a classic. But yeah, and it totally does deal with that same, you know, that same kind of idea of you know, that there's more to it. And it's not just about the weight. It's about you know, like loving yourself, really, and having support, really. And it's just a great movie, and definitely a good puzzle piece.
Yeah, and I didn't realize until I was looking at it, because I mean, I don't go back that far and look at who directed things, because I didn't realize.
Sure.
But one of the writers is Judd Apatow, so I was like, oh
yeah. I want to say also, I mean, I not that this show is all about trivia or anything like that, but I want to say that was his first movie. Maybe,
yeah.
And it might have been Judd Apatow's first thing.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe that's why it has such a spirit of that niceness, kind yeah. of.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, I'm going to go ahead with my first puzzle piece, and I'm actually going to combine two movies for this one. They're just two movies, fairly recent movies that I feel both from one director who I feel like it has a very similar vibe to these two movies. The two movies are My Name is Doris and The Big Sick, both from Michael Showalter. And they both have this, first of all, they are cast with a lot of really funny people, even though they're sweet, kind of dramatic movies, but, you know, definitely filled with comedy, though. But a lot of really funny people, like, kind of populate the cast, all the supporting characters and everything. You know, and in this, we have, like, Michaela Watkins, who's always so funny, Lil Ray Howard. I'm assuming the guy who plays Jern, I'm going to butcher his name, Utkarsh Amutgar. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he comes from some comedy world. He certainly seems like it, anyway, in the movie. But yeah, I mean, it seems like so many people from the world of comedy doing something that's just, you know, it's lighthearted, but it, you know, it definitely has some dramatic elements and there's romantic elements to it. And sometimes when the humor comes out, it gets, you know, it gets a little weird and has like a little bit of like a New York vibe to it as well. So yeah, I just feel like these three movies kind of share a similar kind of sensibility to them.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially The Big Sick. I really enjoyed that movie. And it had kind of, Brittany Runs a Marathon has the same similar, like the tone and the weird jokes sometimes that just kind of stay there.
Yeah.
and then you're like, you think about it and you're like, and then you start laughing. So I like that kind of comedy.
Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, Michael Showalter comes from such a strange, like weird, absurdist comedy background with like Wet Hot American Summer and The State and all that. And, you know, he still manages to squeeze a little bit of it in his films, his recent films. And yeah, I think it has a little bit of that weirdness to it, which I absolutely appreciate. So what do you got for your next one?
So another one that, it's really hard piecing this one together, but
yeah.
One that struck me recently is Dumplin' that came out on Netflix with Jennifer Aniston and the girl who is in Patty Cakes, Danielle McDonald, who plays Willa Dean. And
I actually haven't heard of this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's basically Willa Dean is the plus size teenage daughter of a former beauty queen who's Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston is, you know, the skinny mom, and she runs the pageants now. And her daughter is, you know, a little bit bigger, and she feels inadequate, and she never joins in the pageants. And then the premise in this one is basically she ends up joining to kind of spite her mom. But the thing that struck me is I was thinking like, oh, it's going to be that Jennifer Aniston is, maybe she's like shamed her because she's fat and doesn't look like her. But it was actually more of the fact that Willa Dean felt inadequate because of that. And it was more of a mother-daughter relationship and not so much shaming of any kind. Like it wasn't all in her head. Obviously there's reasons why, but she also, there was like a guy who liked her who was, you know, I guess you would call not skinny, but like fit. And she thought she felt like he didn't really like her. Like it was a joke, like things like that, you know? And I felt like it was breaking those stereotypes of typical, like weight issue kind of things, which Britney Runs a Marathon is doing as well. So, sure. And I think it's kind of the new age of movies that are trying to portray these things is, or especially like conversation about weight or having a character who is in a lead and not the typical, you know, a lead that we've seen before, which is stupid, but you know, like that we're barely right. having this conversation. And I felt like they did it in a way that was, it was just really nice. Like it wasn't, her whole character was not defined by this. Like it was other issues that she was having, like the relationship with her mom and, you know, insecurities and things like that. So I like the fact that it didn't surround, it wasn't just about the weight, you know what I mean? So I think that's why I can kind of see the similarities between that and Britney Runs a Marathon.
Sure. You know, and I haven't seen that movie, but it sounds really good. But, you know, another thing about Britney Runs a Marathon, as far as the things you were just saying, I also like that her goal is healthy, you know, more than anything, more than what you would expect from a Hollywood thing, you know, to like, you know, become the Hollywoodized version of, you know, whatever it's supposed to be or whatever. But, you know, going for healthy is such a better ideal, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now personally is I want to kind of get, I don't know if it's possible, but I want to get back to my almost like high school weight or maybe like my college weight and but also thinking in terms of being healthy. You know, like it's not necessarily that I want to be thinner because I want to fit a mold. It's more that I know how I was before and that's what I want to go back to. I don't want to go back to what I was and try to be like the stick thin. I'm not going to be stick thin, but it's more about feeling healthy and feeling good about yourself. And like we see in Britney Runs a Marathon, when you work out, you feel good about yourself because of the endorphins and you're doing something good for your body, not necessarily just to lose weight so people can like you. So, so I think that's the good thing that you mentioned is it's like a healthy goal. And as she goes through this journey in the movie, she realizes as well, it's not just about, like looking good and, it's just the way you makes you feel. And that's what matters in the end. So that's that's what I really enjoyed about it. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me personally, a big part of it was just not hurting when I got off the couch. That was a good start, you know.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm doing pretty good. So
that's awesome. It's definitely a journey. small steps.
Absolutely. So I'll go with another puzzle piece. This one's kind of maybe a little bit silly, but I wanted to go with Rocky. Because I mean, first of all, it is in Philly and they even show the statue at one point and there's lots of, training scenes and, you know, lots of exercise scenes. And I mean, what better example of, of showing a character and their progression and they're working towards some big, you know, physical activity, sporting event type of thing. And then also throwing in all the struggles along the way. I mean, if you especially, add in, you know, more of the Rocky entries and then even into like the Creed movies, you know, all these movies in the overall Rocky series, you know, there's usually other things that get thrown in the way, other struggles that the character goes through. And of course, Brittany has a lot that she's going through other than just training for this marathon. That is like, you know, the main conceit of the film, but there's so much more going on. And so I just thought, as far as like a sports movie, because I mean, there is a big training element to it, I thought Rocky would be a good one to bring up.
Yeah, I thought about that one. And I think as far as the inspiration element, I think that's really, that really fits, because there is one aspect of the film, obviously, the goal from the title is Britney Runs a Marathon. So, you know, at some point she's going to run the marathon, hopefully.
Sure.
But the journey to get there is an inspiration. And I did feel when I got out of the theater that I was like, I'm going to do this. Maybe not run the marathon, but do something.
Yeah.
So it was really, Rocky-esque, I guess, in that sense.
Hell yeah. Go Britney. Right.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you got for your next one?
So, like I was saying, I was having a hard time, and things that came to me when I got out of the film is also all the bad depictions that have happened around weight loss. So I'm thinking more along the lines of what maybe they were trying to avoid in Britney Runs a Marathon. And one of those stereotypes is that if you're fat in a movie, you're usually the sidekick. You're usually maybe butch or something if you're a girl, or you're like really funny, or you're raunchy, or, you know, that kind of, and so I was thinking like Bridesmaids, Melissa McCarthy kind of character.
Sure.
Even though she's amazing in that, and I don't take away anything from that character, but I feel like it's always that kind of like a depiction of if you're fat in a movie or bigger than the lead character, you fall into that category. And I feel that Britney Runs a Marathon really tried to stay away from that. But she also, to the credit of the movie, is not necessarily just a victim or anything. She also does some things that are not nice. And so I felt like it was very well-rounded in terms of just showing her as a human and not like a fat human, you know, like it's just, and I think that's the problem with the movies is that they try to fit a category in terms of, especially with weight, it's like you fall into this, and it's like, no, you can be fat and you don't have to feel sympathy for me, but I can also be bitchy, but I'm also going through this journey. And I feel like maybe they're just trying to avoid those stereotypes, which is, in my sense, kind of like the Bridesmaid character of a fat friend sidekick that's just there for laughter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. And yeah, that's not really something that we've done much of on the show. And I actually really like it. I like that you're bringing this puzzle piece. I think looking at some examples of movies that were things that we want to avoid, like we want our characters to do something different than things that have been done before. I think that that is an inspiration. I think that that's a great way to approach this. And I think Bridesmaids is a really good example of that. Like, you know, really a lot of Melissa McCarthy's, you know, kind of roles. I mean, not recently, but certainly around that time, she was doing a lot of that kind of thing. And I just think it's a really good one. Absolutely. I'm going to go with my next piece. This one's also kind of a little bit silly, but I was thinking about how Britney, aside from just exercise, and exercise really is part of it, and diet is part of it, but also about the learning to let people in and learning to, you know, allow for experiences that she had previously you know, kind of pushed away and not given into. I thought of the Jim Carrey movie Yes Man, which is, you know, like I said, it's a little bit of a silly comparison, but I mean, it's like that idea of learning to open yourself up and say yes to things. And you know, maybe you could even look at you know, some self-help related things along the way like that as well. You know, all those movies that people pass around and watch and stuff. But you know, it's just that kind of a mentality of opening yourself up and accepting the idea of trying new things and change. And I think that kind of mentality was on the mind of the writers while coming up with this character and this story.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that's the thing that I love about this film is that on the outside, you would think, oh, it's just about some weight loss journey kind of thing, and it's going to be inspirational maybe, or hopefully it breaks some stereotypes. But it really dives into all these different elements. And that's why I felt it really painted the whole picture that other movies haven't gone into. Is it's kind of, she's having a quarter life crisis or almost 30s crisis that we all go through no matter what. And then there's the people around her and who you realize as you grow up that sometimes people only will be your friend if you're kind of in a shitty situation, because it makes them feel better. And that's what she realizes as well. So there was just like, it was very insightful, I think, in terms of really depicting a lot of things about life.
Yeah, these are people who have lived, the people who wrote this. They've really like experienced all those things, you know?
Yeah, and we're able to sum it up in a really nice little movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you have another puzzle piece?
Yeah, so I was thinking one that, which is, it's funny because I was reading about it and I wanted to see if you've seen it because I thought it was interesting. Rough Night, because Jillian Bell is in it and she actually plays a character that we just talked about that's more of the stereotypical like fat friend and kind of doing things out of the, you know, that are not cool, you know, not cool and stuff. So I was really interested to talk to you about it because I was thinking it's crazy that she did a role that is more of the stereotypical fat role, I guess. And then
that's really interesting.
And then, yeah. and probably because that's what she was offered, you know, and just like a lot of the actresses get offered those type of roles and obviously they want to work and they take them. But I wonder how it feels for her to like do that role and then come and do this role. It's completely different.
That must be a, I can only imagine, I, you know, obviously can't speak for her, but I can only imagine that must be an emotional thing to really like look at your own like roles that way and to be like, wow, now I'm really doing this thing that has so much weight to it and so much, so much like self-awareness, I guess, in a way. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, and not to take away from those kind of roles, because I don't want to be like, well, if you're fat, you shouldn't do comedy and you shouldn't do this or that.
Right, right.
But it's just that people rely, I think it's just so many films rely on that. And we haven't seen more of the Britney Runs a Marathon type of films where it could balance out and be like, yeah, you're doing everything, that kind of thing. It sure. Just feels like one note. And now we're finally getting a leading lady who's Jillian Bell, and she rocked it. And it was so much fun. Like, she was such a natural, and it was so cool to see her in that leading role that we normally don't get to see her in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it shows range. It shows, you know, it's really, really good that she's able to find this particular role. I mean, and I could see, you know, this movie is obviously a pretty small indie film, picked up for a pretty relatively small amount. I think it was Sundance or South by Southwest. But I could see this movie of going a very different way without somebody like a Jillian Bell in the lead role. I think it could have been like a completely different thing that really wouldn't have worked as well without somebody who brings that, like, you kind of know her already as like the kind of snarky, like all just comedy based, you know,
yeah,
character. And so it really does help to add to the character's growth, I think. And that's a really cool thing when an actor can, you know, get some kind of a role like that. This is just totally something I hadn't thought of ahead of time, but I almost think of Shia LaBeouf in The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Like, yes.
You know, you feel like he's growing as a person as he's acting in the movie, you know? It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and I actually, not to go off on a tangent, but I saw him in an interview where he's talking about that and the growth he's had. And then you watch the movie, like The Peanut Butter Falcon, and you're like, yeah, I can, I see the pain that you've gone through in your face, you know, yeah. And it's so realistic, like you can't fake it. And so I think it just adds, the experience you have in life just adds to it, obviously. And especially if you're an actor where we get to see that, it just makes it so much better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I only have one more puzzle piece, and quite frankly, I hate this puzzle piece. I was trying to think of a movie with a lot of running, and I was just drawing a total blank. And the only one I could think of at the moment was Forrest Gump. Mm. And so I just threw it in as a puzzle piece. I don't know, maybe you have a better running movie, but I was trying to think of a movie where the main character runs a lot.
I mean, any Tom Cruise film, right?
That's a good one. You know what? Let's take Forrest Gump off and put on every Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I just love the scenes where she gets on the scale and then there's like she goes out one night and like binges and then she gets on, because I've literally been doing that and I was like, oh my god, how do you know my life right now? Like, it was just like little things like that where you knew the people writing it just really understand the journey, and it's not just some person who's trying to make fun of someone like how it usually is on screen and you feel bad about yourself. Like it's,
I really liked to that same point. I really liked when she's like first going outside the first couple times and like yeah. immediately seeing if, like the food stand and you know, and everything. It's like, it's exactly where your eyes kind of like, you know, focus in on like immediately. And you're like, just don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I guess on the other hand too, which we haven't discussed, but I don't know how you feel about this, is the other characters in her that go on the journey with her, where she mm-hmm. has the neighbor who is skinny and fit that she assumes has a perfect life, and then the guy who has a kid and wants to be able to hang out with his kid, and that's why he's doing his journey of fitness, but mm-hmm. also just the fact that she ends up finding out that her neighbor doesn't have the perfect life, and you never know what people are going through. So just because, you know, you may see someone who's fit and healthy that you think, that they might not have it all together as well. And so you don't have to throw such a pity party for yourself either, which I think was a really enlightening moment for people. Like, you don't have to be the fat victim and think that everyone else who's skinny is just winning at life, because they may not be. So I like that they also showed that aspect to it, and it's not like fat against skinny. It's like everyone's in this together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's really important, and it certainly adds to you know, what when she is starting to achieve her goals and then, you know, ends up faltering for a little while, you know, it just goes to show like there's no point where you're like through or anything like that. You're not ever like at any kind of moment of everything's perfect. Nobody is.
Yeah.
That adds to it.
Yeah. Also with her, really, we didn't talk about it, and I was thinking of bringing up a rom-com or something that is always where the person, cause there's a romantic element in this film.
Sure.
But I loved, and I don't know if we're doing spoilers, but,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So, usually there's the moment where she was with Jern and she could have gone with him to make her feel good, but she's like, nah, I need to go do this by myself. And I love that they threw that in there. Obviously at the end they come together again, but you assume that it's been a year where she's off on her own doing her own thing. And I think just as a woman having those relationships, like if I had seen that early on, like, that would just make a huge difference. Like knowing like, hey, go take care of your own stuff. You don't need nobody to like make you happy. And I think that's right. Something that films don't do a lot enough of. And I'm just so happy that this film is out there and young women or young men too will see that and be like, okay, let me take care of my shit first before I'm in a relationship with anybody else trying to fulfill that happiness or that void.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great message, great way to look at it. You know, I mean, it's absolutely true. Do you have any more puzzle pieces?
I have some, but they're kind of some I haven't seen and like I've heard of and kind of know a little bit about, which I thought might also go into. And so I'll just name them. And if you know them more than I do, you can talk about them. But sure. I've heard of Shallow Hal because I was when I was growing up, but I never saw it. But I thought it brought up a good point of like the fat suits in film, yeah. And the depiction, another depiction of weight that it was unattainable in terms of having Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit, and obviously you know that it's Gwyneth Paltrow, so you're still, people are at ease knowing that it's Gwyneth Paltrow and she's skinny, kind of thing.
Right,
and I thought that was so fucked up. I was like, oh my god, that's horrible.
That's one of those movies you look back at and you almost can't believe that it ever got made. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah. And then another one, who has Danielle McDonald, who was in Dumplin', it was Patty Cakes. I didn't get to see it, but I heard a lot about it. And I think it's similar in terms of the new depiction. I think it does deal a little bit where she gets shamed, but she's trying to become a rapper. And it's like different. It's not being fat doesn't define her, which I was finding a lot of when I was doing research is like in Precious or in just like all these other films that have an overweight character, is that that's the defining characteristic. Like, unlike men, like, you know, unlike more of the men who can just be chubs and and no one thinks of it, and you really like that person. Like, they don't go through a whole weight journey in film. And so I felt like that was really interesting and really sad. And I felt like weight is not something that's talked about a lot in terms of diversity. Like, the conversations we're having, like, no one really talks about the weight. Like, I feel like it's maybe we're still lacking in that sense in terms of film representation.
My friend Chad used to like to post during the Oscars, hashtag Oscars so skinny. but yeah, no, it's true. I mean, representation as far as weight is concerned is just, is not there. But I mean, there's certainly starting to be more and more actors and actresses who are, you know, getting to, you know, get bigger roles and stuff, and who are from a different, you know, much more wider variety of, you know, shapes and sizes. But yeah, as to those last two pieces, I did see Shallow Hell back in the day, back when it first came out. And yeah, absolutely ridiculous movie. And I did not see Patty Cakes, but I've heard really good things about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one that I found, but I haven't particularly, I haven't seen it, is Hairspray. And they said that was, I mean, in my research, it seemed like that's the only one that's portrayed weight in good terms. Like, it's not really, I guess, commenting on it, or maybe it is, I haven't seen it, but that she has a good relationship, like the romantic relationship is just, it happens, and there's not like, she's bigger and the guy's good looking. Yeah. So I was just like, that's so sad. Like, we only have like one other film that I can think of.
And it was only like 40 years ago or something, like 30 years ago.
Yeah. So it's just, it's really sad. And also, I hope that, you know, obviously this one is talking about weight, and it's talking to, and it's dives into more than just that, like we've said. But I also want films that don't even mention it. You know, like, it's just Jillian Bell and she's a badass and it's a rom-com and her weight is not mentioned once. You know, like, like, just it being normal, because I mean, I'm her weight. You know, like, and I don't talk about it every day. Yes, I'm thinking about it maybe because I want to get healthier, but it doesn't define who you are in some ways.
Right. Absolutely. I think we're going to see a lot more movies with more of that. I can't imagine that that's not going to happen. And I think it's fantastic that it's starting to happen more.
Yeah. When I was reading these articles, I guess the thing they coined is it's fatitude. And so that's all the stereotypes that have happened. It's called fatitude, like that you have to be like fat and you'll be obnoxious or you'll be the sidekick or you'll be whatever. And I'm just like,
sure.
I'm like, I'm those sizes and I'm not that at all. So like, but I've fallen into the traps of also liking those movies and stuff, and you just accept it. But also I think it's time for different things, which is why I think I really enjoyed Britney Runs a Marathon. Cause you don't know what you're missing until you see it. And so, just like you too, you're going through your weight loss. So it doesn't have to just be the woman experience of someone, you know, losing weight, but it just was really nice to have someone like a fellow fatty on screen, I guess, and going through some realistic troubles, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Completely makes sense. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the finished puzzle and read through the final list of movies that we talked about, and then we'll get into any closing thoughts about Britney Runs a Marathon. We have Heavyweights, The Big Sick, My Name is Doris, Dumplin', Rocky, the Rocky series, actually, Bridesmaids, Yes Man, Rough Night. We started to talk about Forrest Gump, but we struck it from the record and went to Mission Impossible instead. and then we also brought up Shallow Hal, Patty Cakes, and Hairspray. So yeah, a good list. Some really good stuff. I mean, save for Shallow Hal, let's leave that one in the past. Do you have any final thoughts about this movie?
I just think it's a really good movie. It's not perfect, obviously, but
sure.
It just, for everyone who's gone through some sort of struggle, not necessarily weight, but also almost turning 30, or, you know, having friends who you don't realize are not good for you, or, you know, just trying to also own up to your own mistakes. Cause I think that's also something that I really enjoyed about this film, is it's not just her that, poor me, she has to lose weight, but also realizing like you need to also own up to your shit, you know? And yeah. I think that's something that I liked that they kept in there, that she also had some flaws. So it wasn't just a whole redemption thing. It was also, hey, you need to own up to your shit. And I also really liked that Mikey Day was the trainer at that gym and basically summed up the whole gym experience.
What was it for only like $129 a month or something like that?
Yeah, and she's like, she was like, but I could go run outside for free.
Oh my God, yeah. I totally get that completely.
Yes.
Well, actually, I'll tell a very total tangent of a story real quick. But my family, when we moved to Las Vegas, we joined 24-Hour Fitness here in Las Vegas. And somehow, and this was in 1998, I guess it was like, I don't know, maybe they just didn't have the corporate thing they had at that point yet. My mm-hmm. dad somehow talked them into $20 a year for the three of us, my parents and me. And I'm basically grandfathered into it forever.
So, wow, that's awesome. Yeah,
I'm going to keep that as a place to just like park and use the bathroom if I have to, even if I'm like going to a different gym. Like, I'm going to always have that membership. I mean, how in the world do you have a membership like that? It's so ridiculous.
I know. I guess to go off on a little more tangent, I am on the ClassPass train right now, and it's actually been really helping for accountability and stuff. But like I said, it's just such a journey, and it never ends, especially if you love food and you pack on weight, and then you realize when you get older that it's even harder to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so this movie just felt so good in terms of like, I want to watch it again. And I just felt so seen, I guess. Yeah. As I think many people will, even if maybe you don't have a massive weight problem, or, you know, you're fine with where you're at and you're all that. But I think everyone can relate to a little, at least some part of this movie, which I think is very telling that we haven't had many films that have made me feel this way in terms of that scenario with weight and everything else.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap it up. Do you have another movie you watched recently you'd like to recommend?
Ooh, what have I watched? I feel like I watched so much more TV lately. But let me think. I guess the last movie I watched was It 2. But I know people were divided on that. But I really felt like I had watched the old version recently, mm-hmm. I think like last year or something. And I felt like it did a really good homage to that, and it kept that spirit. So I really enjoyed it. But also, if you're not a horror fan, then you're probably not going to enjoy it. Or if you wanted it to be more scarier, you're probably not going to enjoy it. So maybe that's a bad recommendation.
I feel like it works mostly as a comedy. I mean, we just did an episode on it last week. And yeah, I feel like it's more a comedy than anything, really. But
yeah, it is. I guess it's hard, right? It's hard to please everybody.
Sure. Absolutely. But yeah, absolutely. People, go see It too. I'm sure everybody did already, but go see it.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, why don't you tell people again where they can find your website and all that?
Yeah, so you can find all articles and things on shuffleonline.net, and then you can follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at shuffleonline, and on Facebook at shuffleonline now.
Beautiful. Well, hey, Catherine, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun, and maybe we'll get you back again one of these days. That'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do a Tom Cruise film.
Yeah.
Let's do Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
That rules.
I'm calling it now so people can listen, unless you cut it out and then it won't they won't hold you accountable to it.
Hello everyone, it's Danny from Watching My Stories. I watch a lot of TV and movies. My husband does not. So listen as I share with him what I'm watching while he tries to pay attention, show interest, and understand my point of view. New episodes are released every Sunday, so check us out at watchingmystories.com or subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'll be watching my stories.
All right, I want to thank you for listening to that episode on Brittany Runs a Marathon. Thank you to Catherine, my guest, and that does it for today. Like I said, we got a lot of piecing it together coming up, so if you're enjoying the show, make sure you are subscribed on your podcast app of choice. We're, of course, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, which just became a free app, and that's the one I use when listening to podcasts. Wherever you listen, please subscribe, and if you happen to listen on Apple Podcasts, you could rate and review us 5 stars. It would be amazing. You could also follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And that does it. Yeah, that's enough things for you to do for today. We're going to be reminding you about all the other things you could do to get involved with piecing it together in future episodes, because we got so many episodes coming up. I think we might have 3 this week. We're at least going to have 2, but we might have 3 this week. So we will be back with a lot more piecing it together coming up real soon. Make sure you check out that Las Vegas Weekly article too. Thank you to Las Vegas Weekly for doing the article. It's so cool. So, yeah, that does it for today. Let's leave you with a piece of music. I was trying to think of a good piece that would go with this Brittany Runs a Marathon. And there's a piece I did for a photographer for a video with a ballet dancer. And it's called Destined for Greatness. I'm probably going to put it on one of my next albums. But it's basically unreleased except for in his video for the time being. And why don't we play that? Because I think that fits with training for reaching your goals and all that. So this is called Destined for Greatness. It's an unreleased track. Enjoy it.
and all points west.